All right, Ted Cruz, how are you, sir?
I am doing fabulous. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very, very well. We just heard from Ben Carson, and I wanted to ask you. The Trump campaign has now said that they're not going to participate in this debate. Apparently, they're very angry with Megyn Kelly. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, look, I think every candidate for president owes it to the voters, and in particular owes it to the men and women of Iowa, to go and humble yourself and put yourself before them and answer their hard questions. Nobody's going to get elected president from a TV studio in Manhattan or New York. And the fact that Donald is now afraid to appear on the debate stage, that he doesn't want his record questions, I think that reflects a lack of respect for the men and women of Iowa, that he's unwilling to go to Des Moines and be questioned. And so, listen, where is Iowa right now? It is a dead heat between Donald and me. We are effectively tied, and Monday, 6 days from now, we'll decide, Iowa will decide. And so if Donald is afraid of Megyn Kelly, I would like to invite him on your show to participate in a one-on-one debate between me and Donald, mano a mano. Now, we could do it a number of ways. We could have you moderated, Mark. We could have Sean Hannity moderated. We could have Rush Limbaugh moderated. But you know what? If he's afraid of Megyn Kelly, if he's afraid of you and afraid of Hannity and afraid of Rush, then we could do it without any moderators whatsoever. I'm happy to go an hour and a half, mano a mano, me and Donald, with no moderators anytime before the Iowa caucuses. That's what a candidate who actually wants to work for the people, wants to earn the support of the people will do, is just stand up and defend your record. And so I would invite Donald, let's do the event. And by the way, he's been saying this past week that he thinks I'm stupid. That he should do very, very well in a debate with someone who's so stupid away from moderators that he is so afraid of.
So you're saying, okay, you've thrown down. You said, let's have one of these Lincoln-Douglas debates, just you and me, meaning you and he, and let's go at it for 90 minutes, and let's do it before Monday.
Let's do it. Iowa is a two-man race. One of two things is going to happen. Either Donald's going to win Iowa, or I'm going to win Iowa. Now, I'm in the middle of a bus tour across the state of Iowa. We're finishing up the full Grassley, which is all 99 counties in Iowa. We're going event after event after event. Just look at the men and women of Iowa in the eyes and answering their questions one after the other after the other. That's the Iowa way. You know, this is, we've had 7 years of a narcissistic president who has a messiah complex. No individual candidate. It's not about Donald. It's not about me. It's about the American people. If anyone wants to be president, you need to demonstrate the humility. This is a job interview. You need to be willing to answer the questions of the American people. And if Donald is afraid to defend his record, that speaks volumes. And if he thinks Megyn Kelly is so scary, what exactly does he think he'd do with Vladimir Putin? I promise you, Putin is a lot scarier than Megyn Kelly. And I'd like to hear Donald explain to the American people, to the people of Iowa, how he is prepared to be commander-in-chief if he's terrified by a television host.
Well, I would be more than happy to use this format, which reaches millions and millions and millions of people, for such a debate. I could be an honest broker and moderator, or just have a general set of rules, and you guys can go at it. So the offer's been made. The throwdown's been provided. I know his people listen to this program. I don't contact the various campaigns, so they can decide if that's something they're interested in or not. I honestly don't know what the FEC rules and all the rest of it are involved. But that said, this sounds like a great idea to me. And by the way, you never discussed this with me. You just came on here and blurted it out.
Nope, you had no idea I was going to suggest it. I think you would be a terrific moderator, but if he's scared of you, you know, he can name his own moderator. If he wants to pick someone who's...
Not on my show, he can't. There's a couple of jerks out there who I don't like, and I won't give them my audience.
Well,
but that said, we can do a Lincoln-Douglas debate. We can set the rules. We can get it done. And I'll give you guys my airwaves.
Look, I think that is something that the men and women of Iowa deserve. They deserve candidates who are telling the truth and who are not afraid of the hard questions. Because you know what? We have been burned over and over again by candidates who just give us talking points or just faking it on election day. And when they get to office, they don't do what they said. You know, Donald is telling us now that he wants to be elected president so he can cut deals with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. You know what? We've had too many Republicans cutting deals with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. We need instead a principled constitutionalist who will defend the American people. And let me say, in particular to all your listeners, 143 hours from now are the Iowa caucuses. Monday night, anyone in Iowa, if you want a strong conservative, if you want us to nominate and elect a candidate for president as committed to conservative principles as Barack Obama is to liberal principles, I ask you to come out and vote in the Iowa caucuses. Bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring your family. If anyone listening has friends or neighbors or family in Iowa, call them and say, please stand together and come out. And you can sign up with us at tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org. But Monday night, Iowa speaks, and the impact, Iowa will impact the direction of the entire country. If conservatives unite, we will win.
I see you have a lot of establishment rallying against you. And rallying around Trump. And the theory is if they can take you out, they can slip in Rubio, and then they'll have a one-on-one fight. What do you make of all that?
Well, you know, it's been remarkable. We've seen the Washington establishment abandoning Marco Rubio in droves because they don't think Marco can win. And they're moving over to Donald Trump. And, you know, if you listen to what Bob Dole said or Trent Lott said, both of them said, hey, Trump is someone we can work with. We can cut a deal with him. You know, one of them said, he doesn't have a core set of values, so we can cut a deal for whatever we want. Mark, that's what got us in this mess. That's how we got an $18 trillion national debt. And I got to tell you, as I travel the country, I have yet to meet a single Republican who says the problem with Republican leadership in Washington is that they're too unwilling to cut deals with the Democrats. What I hear over and over again is Republicans in Washington have betrayed us because they keep cutting deals with Obama and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi. And Donald Trump is saying the reason you should vote for him and not me is Donald says Cruz will not go along to get along in Washington, and he, Donald Trump, will. He will cut deals. And, for example, Donald supports full-on Bernie Sanders-style socialized medicine. He says Obamacare doesn't go far enough, and it needs to be expanded, where the federal government takes over our health care and our relationship, everyone's relationship with our doctors. I categorically disagree with him. If I'm elected president, we will repeal every word of Obamacare. That's a debate we ought to have one-on-one. Let him defend Bernie Sanders' socialized medicine, and I will defend repealing Obamacare. Give the Republican primary voters the right to see a fair and policy-focused debate, not simply insults and attacks and ad hominem attacks.
Well, we only have about a minute.
These are serious issues.
And I would be more than willing to do this because you're right, Megyn Kelly wouldn't be involved. You two can be involved, and if somebody thinks I'm biased, you two can just have at it. I would just interrupt to take commercial breaks. So we can do that. So I want to extend an invitation to the Trump campaign to participate in this process. Don't attack me because I said I don't have to be the moderator. I just have to get in from time to time so we can have our commercial breaks. All right, Ted Cruz, good luck, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. TedCruz.org. Remember, Monday night in Iowa. Come
out
and
talk. Take care. Well, that's two presidential candidates. Anybody else listening? You can come in, too. I'll be right back.